Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Our thanks to this week's sponsor, Hayloft Nurseries. Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to exchange some news, views, and a bit of timely advice on all things gardening. Later in the programme, we will have Mark Portum on the line. He's Managing Director of Evergreen UK and Ireland, and one of our best-known garden care companies, manufacturing such popular brands as Miracle-Gro, Levington and Rose Clear. Now we start with a reference to the weather. When are we going to have an ordinary week's weather? Last Sunday afternoon, the wind was so strong on the hilltop at the Hyde Hall Garden, it was snapping off whole plants at soil level. Monday was a better day, and by Tuesday night, some much-needed rain fell. I can tell you, everything looked much refreshed. We have the big Fluorislec Rudbeckia trial there, and the young lady Molly working has mulched between the rows with a very black compost that they have at that garden. And goodness, does that show up the green foliage and the mostly yellow flowers. They look fantastic, and that promises to be a really good trial. The season marches on, and I have this week tasted my first ripe plum from a very early Eastern European cultivar. Oh, and in the polytunnel, two cucumbers are producing its half-sized fruits so fast and furious it's enough for me, for friends, and to sell on the Murray Curie plant table across the road from us. Since mid-March, over £2,300 has been raised selling flowers, plants and surplus crops. What a great encouragement. Makes one feel quite pleased that monies can be sent to that worthwhile charity. A couple of recently introduced leucanthemum, what I better know as Chrysanthemum maximum or oxeye daisies, with white petals and yellow centres, have looked absolutely fantastic. The variety Leucanthemum Madonna was bred by a Pan American. It's raised from seed. And two very small plants were set out last June. They flowered pretty well last summer. But now, each plant must be nearly a metre across. It's fantastic. And so many flowers just from one seed-raised plant. We do have some wonderful things to grow. On the news front, two sad announcements. Margaret Evans, the wife to Richard, proprietors of Ruxley Manor Garden Centre, has died, as has Nancy Colgrave. Nancy and late husband David founded Wholesale Flower Seed and Young Plant Company in West Adderbury. They set out packing seeds in their garage. Goodness, what a successful business they built. And they're remembered in the David Colgrave Foundation, a charity that offers scholarships and funding for horticultural students. There are two business closures too. Neil and Nikki Gow are shutting shop at their Fresh at Burcott Garden Centre at the end of July. You can hear our interview with Neil broadcast originally on the 1st of November 2018. And Baggington Nursery at Stoneleigh in Warwickshire is to close at the end of August. Owners Will and Caroline Lamb established this bedding plant nursery in 1981, supplying local authorities, landscapers, parks and pubs. More recently, they've been carrying out trials for the British Pot and Ornamentals Group and the Agricultural and Horticultural Development Board. A new site will have to be found for this work after the Lambs did it for the past 4 years. On the advice front, there are several queries this week on lawns and specifically turfed areas. If you're going to turf, then the best time is September to November and March, April, when the weather is generally not so hot and there's more moisture about. Turfing in summer works okay if the soil is kept really nice and moist, especially in hot, sunny weather. The tip here is to thoroughly soak, so water drains through the turf into well-prepared soil below, and then leave for several days. You need to encourage the turf roots to grow down, searching for moisture. Just damping the turf on the top each day doesn't help to get deep rooting to survive those really hot, drying days. Don't be afraid to take a trowel and carefully lift a corner of turf just to check that the soil beneath is damp, and you'll see the new roots stretching out from the turf, growing down into it. You need to mow regularly too, with the mower blade set high. If you let the grass grow several inches tall and then chomp it back, that doesn't help the turf at all to get established. A little and often with the mowing, and not quite so often with the watering, but a really thorough job when you do it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Now for the interview. Our guest today is Mark Portman, the Managing Director of Evergreen in the UK and Ireland. He sells under the Evergreen Garden Care brand and is a major supplier to all kinds of gardening products to home gardeners. Mark, it must have been a pretty demanding spring for you. I don't remember one like it.
It certainly has, Peter. It's been a phenomenal experience, I have to say, for everyone in the whole of the UK business. We've got employees in the team who go back to 1971 and they've never seen a season like it. Never seen anything like it at all.
No, I mean, the weather's been so warm and sunny to encourage gardening. That would have made a remarkable season. But then to have the shutdown on the 14th of March, it's unique. I don't know how you folk coped.
As a manager of the business, we've had to make a lot of very fast decisions based upon the government guidance that came out early March. You know, what we did at the start is prioritise our people's safety. We closed our offices and moved everyone to home-based working. We reduced our manufacturing because we had a lot of stock and we didn't know if we were going to be able to sell anything. And then the glorious weather came. This whole furlough scheme was put in place, so suddenly a lot of employees around the UK were at home, with beautiful weather, and they all started to garden.
With some enthusiasm, I might add, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And the trade reacted remarkably fast in many cases, didn't it? Started doing home delivery and all kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, the Independent Garden Centre are a phenomenal entrepreneurial, creative set of customers for us. The sort of journey we went on those first few weeks, we took our factories down to a single shift pattern each week. And then we started seeing this demand come through from garden centres and a few other customers as well. The demand for growing products was what we saw initially on growing media, on compost. We had customers finding us saying, I'll take anything you've got. Anything that grows. And you know, the compost is normally the early part of the season products we sell, but it's continued.
I've always used compost as a barometer of how the garden trade is going. Because whether you've got a big garden or a small garden, you need potting compost. So with your factories, did the output indicate how big the increase was of new gardeners?
Yeah, so I would say the amount of compost we've sold this year is 2.5 times a normal season.
2.5 times?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an enormous growth, yeah.
The reality is we have not managed to satisfy all of the demand that we've had. We just have not physically been able to keep up with the production because we source our packaging from other companies around Europe. And many of those companies that produce the packaging have been closed because those countries have been in a lockdown as well.
But it's not just compost. I visited a young lady on Sunday evening. I could see that she was a Miracle-Gro enthusiast. I mean, the runner beans sort of shouted, Miracle-Gro. So have you seen the same demands for plant food?
Yeah, we have. I mean, if you take the normal sort of flow of the season, is compost goes into plant feeding and then goes into pest and disease and weed control. What we saw is a bigger spike of compost than we've experienced before, and that has remained high even till now. And normally you would expect the compost, things like Tomerite tomato planters, you wouldn't normally be selling those now because most people have planted their tomatoes, but we're still selling a lot of them. And then we've seen the spike come through for plant food. And again, that has been over 50% higher than we would sell in a normal season, the demand for those products.
I've had difficulty getting my box of Miracle-Gro, I have to admit, yeah.
Yeah, well, we've had high demand where we've been producing it. And also some of the bottles we use, the bottle manufacturer also manufactures medical supply bottles, and they've been prioritising the production of medical supply bottles above bottles for plant food.
Oh, you don't? Yes, you don't think about those implications. Yeah.
No, I have to say that was a learning for me. And it's sort of you feel then slightly guilty if you phone up and ask if they could make some more bottles for plant food, and which we didn't. We have to respect that. What we're seeing now is those bottle manufacturers moving back into the bottles for us, and we have, you know, a lot more availability over the last 2 weeks on all of our plant food than we had 5 weeks ago.
Mark, you say that you're fairly new to this business. What did you do before?
Well, I started work in the mid-90s, and I worked for 15 years in the food industry. And a large part of that was at a big food business called Premier Foods. And I worked in a variety of sales and marketing positions before I moved into the world of horticulture at Evergreen in just over 2 years ago.
Yeah, so do you garden then? Because this is a rather specialist industry, the gardening world.
We moved house roughly the same time I took this job, and I live in North London. We have a garden. I'd like to win Hackney in Bloom. We live in the borough of Hackney. I'm busy caring for my lawn on a regular basis, learning about plants, using my two local garden centres have been super helpful. We've had a major issue with a box hedge caterpillar in the last 12 months. I've had to replace all of my box hedges. And then we've just got a puppy, actually, in the last 6 weeks, and she's taken to eating all my peonies.
dogs and carefully cultivated gardens don't always go too well together. Well, not young dogs, yeah.
But I have to say I've fallen in love with the industry. I've fallen in love with gardening myself. My children are testament to that by the amount of time they tell me I spend out there. It's wonderful pleasure. And this year we're growing broccoli, sweet peas, beetroot, potatoes, tomatoes, and cucumbers. So we're out there ourselves, like a lot of other people, growing our products.
Now, when I met up with the staff at Glee last year, you were making some quite strong changes into the environmental care world. How important is the general move to worrying about the environment in which we live?
Yeah, I think that's a trend that you've seen growing in society in general about sustainability and the use of more natural products, be that in food and drink. And we're seeing that into horticulture as well. And we did a big piece of work to understand how we can grow the gardening category. And we identified six key drivers, which would hopefully, we believe, continue to generate growth in horticulture. And one of them was gardening with nature. And I think, you know, the consumer wants to have products that really work, but products which are also really good for the environment. And I think that's a trend that we will continue to see developing.
And it's quite demanding, isn't it, to meet those two needs?
It is, yeah. You know, we have three big field stations. We're employing horticulturists, botanists and fully trained scientists on the development of new products. So we've got a field station in the UK near Ipswich. We've got one near Lyon in France. And we've just commissioned one and having one built just north of Sydney in Australia, which enables us to develop and test products, but in the different climatic conditions. So in the UK, we can do northern climatic conditions, in Lyon in France, Mediterranean conditions, and in Sydney in Australia, more tropical conditions, so that the products we bring to market will work in all of those different environments.
And what about the future? Usually at Glee in September, our big trade exhibition, you have new products for the coming season.
Yeah, I mean, last year we presented two big pieces of innovation. We present our main two big pieces of innovation were around more natural products. So you mentioned earlier Miracle-Gro, we launched a range of performance organics, which is across lawn care and plant food products, and that's in the market this year. And then on our weed control business, we also managed the Roundup brand, and we took that into a natural product as well. In Glee this year, what we have is a product at the moment for your lawn care called Evergreen Complete 4-in-1 under the Miracle-Gro brand. And we're going to launch a natural version of that, which is pesticide-free, 100% plant-based, and all the packaging is fully recyclable as well. Under Miracle-Gro as well, we have Patch Magic, and we're extending the Patch Magic family into a lawn thickener. So there, it's a seed, it's a fertilizer, it's a soil improver, and you sprinkle that on your grass. And in one application, you'll get a 50% thicker lawn.
What kind of dog have you got? Is it a bitch or a dog?
Because no, it's a female
you
dog.
You might need that Patch Magic.
I know. We already have some burn spots on the lawn. It was a compromise with the dog. It was the quality of my lawn. And the other big thing we're doing next year, again, it comes back to the point you raised around naturals and compost, is we're launching a range of peat-free composts as well. So we'll have an all-purpose one, a border booster, a bulb fibre, a moisture control, and one for azaleas, camellias and rhododendrons. So we'll start to have a portfolio there of peat-free compost. And again, a lot of consumers are asking for that now.
The sort of final thing, with all these new gardeners, the demand for help and advice has increased unbelievably. Well, it has to me, so I presume it has to you.
Phenomenal amount. Yeah, I mean, we've just got some data back, actually, only in the last few days, which indicates that there's been over a 20% increase in people entering into the gardening category during the lockdown period. And a lot of those are coming into gardening for the first time. So we have a customer care line where we've had an increase in people phoning that asking for general advice. You know, I bought a bag of compost, I've got some seeds, what do I do? A lot of the new people that are coming in to gardening seek their advice on social media. So on our Twitter, on our Instagram, and on our Facebook, we're talking to them. We've partnered with David Dominey. So we're working with David, and he's doing some Facebook Live shows for us on Friday afternoons, which is helping people give advice on how to do gardening. And we're also doing a new recruitment process at the moment where we're looking for a gardening guru. So I'll say this to you, Peter, if you've got some spare time, we're happy to receive your CV for that application.
I think I might have enough to do at present, Mark.
Yeah. We've just started that process in the last few weeks for our first ever gardening guru.
Well, there we are. Listeners, if you're looking for a really high-profile job, get your CV in. Mark, I do appreciate you giving your time when there are so many other demands on your time. Look forward to seeing you at Glee if we have one, or somewhere else sometime soon.
Lovely. Okay, Peter, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
My tailpiece this week, a quote from Paddy Murray. If the grass is greener in the other fella's garden, let him worry about mowing it. A conclude to this podcast, as I sit here relaxed with the thought that my lawns were mown yesterday and will not need attention for another week at least. Good gardening, good luck, and we'll be back with you next week. Our thanks to this week's sponsor, Hayloft Nurseries.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.